Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world. We thank you. We are presented by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code STU for a special offer when you sign up. That's code STU only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Hi, Stu.
Well, well, well.
Listen, I don't know why you're blaming me. You should be blaming my wife.
What do we have here?
What
do we have here? Your wife. I would never blame your wife. Are you kidding me? Get out of here.
We never would have had Matt Ryan if it was left up to me. I don't have his contact. We were just looking for someone to get, like Clark Kellogg, who I went to high school with, so I know.
Right.
You know, and she's like, oh, do you want Matt Ryan? I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, question, do you have Matt Ryan's contact now?
No, he has mine, and he's supposed to give it to me. His wife DM'd my wife after this happened and said, give me Mike's, Matt wants Mike's cell so he can contact him.
Yeah. I think, Billy, there's a couple of things we need to do. We need to go through all the people that follow Golic on Twitter.
That's a great idea.
Yes, we need to do that. And we need to go through his phone book, okay? And we need to talk to his wife. Yeah. I am thinking about if Mike truly wants to be a friend and a partner with me, okay? I believe that if he truly...
This is the price of admission.
This is it, huh? I mean, there's...
The price all of admission sudden... is to make your wife the guest booker, okay?
Yeah, she could do it.
Do you have Matt Ryan's wife's phone number yet?
Well, I don't know if we're at her phone number, but Chris does. My wife does, without question, yes.
Okay, so should we go through Chris's phone or your phone? What do you think?
Probably my phone still, because I'm sure... You know... That's one of the reasons I hate the cloud. I have like everybody's contacts, all my kids and their friends. So I have fucking a million numbers here to like go through. That's why I hate the cloud. I hate it. I hate it.
Explain the cloud. How does the cloud work?
Well, I mean, if we're all on the cloud on the same bill or whatever, what goes on theirs ends up on mine. So I have all their contacts, all their pictures, all everything. It's awful. I turn my cloud off.
Yeah, so but let's open it up. I mean,
I don't want all that shit. I have so much of their stuff. Well, they're not going to have anything that you want. Well, now Sydney is, you know, for Golic and Smetty, Sydney's looking into getting Matt, Mitch Trubisky, but, you know.
No. Sydney and I are still friends.
Okay. All right, you can.
For life, okay?
You text Sydney then.
But I'm telling you, she will suffer the same fate as you're suffering right now.
Wow. What fate? What fate am I suffering?
I have no idea. What fate am I suffering? My friendship, my loyalty to you.
This was all my wife. By the way, just so you know, any interview that Golic and Smetty get, you guys are welcome to use on your podcast.
Why would I do that? I love Jess, and I'm, you know, I don't know where
let's
I am.
Let's do it
you,
the other way.
Why would I do
that? Let's,
yeah,
let's
exactly.
do it the other way. Let's get some of these on like God Bless Football or like on Stupidity, and then you can use them on Golic and Smetty.
Anytime we have Mojo on and you want to use part of that interview,
exactly.
you go ahead.
You want to talk to Jabba Chamberlain or his assistant K-Funk, feel free.
Yep. Yep, Jabba Chamberlain. Wow.
Mojo too. Yeah.
Holy smokes. Wow.
mm-hmm. Rob Gronkowski, right?
Yeah.
Anytime you want his brother Chris.
Or Gordy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually can get his brother Chris. I had him twice on Super Squares for the shaker.
Yeah, but listen, I'll put an end to that, is what I'm trying to tell you.
It's over anyway. So you're talking about deleting some of my friendships.
Well, yes, I'll do that. I will.
What
I'll do whatever
squares?
I have to do to get you back into, you know.
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. I blame my wife.
I will blame your wife. Where is she?
Oh, she's waiting for the lighting guy. We have more work going on around this house before this fucking wedding.
Listen, I started
Matt Ryan's old news at this point, okay? Yeah. So
you're going to have to move on from that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree. I'm with you.
Me and Billy were thinking of ways to counter Golic and Smetty, a new DraftKings podcast. We were thinking of all the Ryans we knew and what Ryans we could potentially get on. Mm-hmm. And we were stuck on either Bob Ryan or Mike Ryan, our producer. So.
Or Ryan Russillo, yeah.
Ryan Russillo.
Ryan Russillo would have been a good one, yeah. Ryan Cortez would have been a good one, Billy.
The actor?
Who?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds. If you could get Ryan Reynolds, we'd be happy to take him.
That'd be one of the counter with a shittier Ryan than yours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not a shittier Ryan. Yeah, you're right.
You would have bumped Matt. You would have bumped Matt Ryan for Ryan.
For Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, how about it?
I started going through everyone that follows Golic to kind of see who it is that we could maybe get on, and
so
I realized
he could send some DMs out, right?
Yeah, but he has 749,000 followers, so this is a project that's not going to go well for me. Like, there's just too many people on here.
Yeah,
just
Billy, blue check marks. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I don't even know how to check my followers, but can you put them in the category of blue check marks?
I can't.
Sounds like a project for Sid or for Chris. Okay, can we make that happen?
The only problem is anytime Sid does anything for me, she wants money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her whole thing is, listen, I know my future husband played in the NFL, but he's going to med school, and you know he doesn't get paid in med school, so you're going to have to support me. So even after she fucking gets married, I gotta support her.
I'm happy to do it as producer of the Sorry in Advance podcast. Download wherever you get your podcasts, but I can't promise that I won't tweet out pro jet propaganda from your account.
Wow. Well, people would know if they saw that, they'd know I've been hacked.
Billy's appalled. I'm just letting you know he is. He's very upset.
It's not upset. It's more like disappointed. You know.
Yeah, disappointed. That's fair.
Again,
Mike, we love you, man.
Listen, I love you guys.
Mutual.
That wasn't my doing. I mean, what was I supposed to do? He said, "What you said? Would you like to get Matt Ryan?" Was I supposed to say, "Oh,
yeah,
not for Golic and Smetty when we were taping right then, but let's do it for God Bless Football."
Yeah, exactly.
So is that what this is?
I'm going to take it one step further. Or for Sorry in Advance, you should have had Matt and his wife on with you and Chris. That would have been a great episode. Mm-hmm. That's
you know what
you do, Mike Golic.
You're right.
I know I am. I know. I know I'm right.
Didn't think of that.
It sounds like just don't like
DraftKings. Is a pretty big partner. It sounds like you don't like me. Thank you.
No, I absolutely do. I didn't think of that for Sign Events. That would have been a good idea. But we had this great idea for me, Sid, and you.
Yeah.
You know, we thought that was a fun way to go about.
I got to tell you, I did have a lot of fun. I'm on this week's episode of Sorry in Advance. It was, Mike, I am so happy we did
that. It was fun. That was actually Gojo's idea. So
that was a great idea by Gojo.
Yeah.
He won't get it for us either.
You know, the only thing missing from that segment, though, while it was a great segment, was an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky coming up.
I
don't know. Sid knows him from when she worked at the Bears, so she's working on that one.
We'll take him next week. Yeah, not with you and Smitty, though. I mean, not enough.
But Smitty's it fits in well because Smitty is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Oh, please. She's a fan of like 19 different teams. Billy, tell him. She's a Bears fan, too. I mean, get out of here.
I think Stugatz is really just, I don't think the issue is so much as with you. It's more with Smitty, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Well, that's something you guys got to work out. You're sitting in the same studio, so that's something you guys need to work out between the two of you.
So, you know, how we're feeling? Is that what it is? Is it that we thought we were exclusive with Golic, only to find out that he's seeing somebody else?
We thought we had
Golic
all to ourselves, and in strolls Smitty, and all of a sudden that.
Wait a minute! There was grandioso plans made by one Stugatz about where this was all going to go someday, and hopefully it still does. Yeah. But you know, in between that, I got God Bless Football, Stupidity occasionally, now Golic and Smitty with DraftKings, and Sorry in Advance. Yeah. My shit split up all over the place here.
Yeah. So, but remember who got you here, okay?
Listen, we know where this thing wants
he's
to go.
A Hall of Famer! I mean,
and the sooner
it's a Hall of...
The sooner this thing gets to where we all want it to go, the better off we're all going to be, because you have me, my name, as a Hall of Famer in helping out here.
You are right. Can we go through the A's real quick before we get to some football?
Yeah.
Because the Dolphins made a pretty big move. Just the A's.
How many contacts do you have in your phone?
Oh, God.
You can't count. I can't count them.
It says it. Yeah. Like if you scroll.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think so.
Let's see. Hold on.
I'm going to check mine and see if. This is riveting.
Oh, 2,266 contacts.
Oh, there has to be a good one.
There has to be some famous people in
there. Like I said, there's so many from my kids.
Yeah.
All right, just give us some A's. Like the
A's. A's.
Let's go.
Highlight some A's, yeah.
ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips.
No. No. That can go to Golic and Smitty.
Mike, I just want you to know. Yes, that's
is he playing quarterback for the Colts?
Listen, you asked me for some fucking names. I'm giving you some names.
Mike, I mean, listen, you got Matt Ryan for Smitty. You got us Frank Reich.
All right, I got Kay Adams.
Yeah, who is that?
Kay Adams from Good Morning Football.
Oh, I love Kay Adams. I really do. Yeah,
my former teammate Eric Allen.
Wow, this is just the A block, Billy.
Yeah,
I mean, holy shit. Eric Allen,
former
Eagles cornerback, right?
There you go. It's exactly. And we were teammates at ESPN as well. Okay. I have Mikey A.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You'll never get that guy on.
Is this I don't know. Archer.
Billy, hold on. Before you go any further, what's the Todd A that Archer? You would most want in there, Billy? Who is the A that you would most hope that?
I mean, so far, I think Kay Adams is leading the pack.
No, but if I told you that Eddie A could be there, who is the A that you would most want?
Like, well, I'm learning that Mike alphabetizes things by last name. So it would be someone whose last name starts with an A.
Yeah. Yeah, I also have. I do things by Arizona. He's on the senior tour. Tom Pertzer, former PGA player.
Yeah, no.
I played with him in a That's really it for the A's.
All right, let's go to the B's.
Oh wait, it looks like I have Tron Armstead. Who just signed with the Dolphins?
Oh, that would be a good guess.
Who to everyone?
By the way, Billy, Mike, this is going to make Mike's head explode. You know, Armstead is a guy, he would protect a righty quarterback, not a lefty quarterback. And that fuels our theory that Stephen Ross is doing all of this to impress, not Tua, Tom Brady.
Yeah. How about that?
Oh, Mike, come on. Think about it. Michigan connection, Ross and Brady.
Well, yeah, you got Tyreek Hill to throw it to. You got a left tackle to protect you.
You got Waddle. I mean,
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty nice one-two thing there. So
we'll get to that in a second, though. Back to the Bees.
Okay? Yes, Brady and the Bees by any chance?
Now we're going to the Bees?
Yeah,
yeah, Brady in there,
this is
maybe?
Fun. We're enjoying ourselves.
I do not have...
We'll get to Chris's phone in a minute.
I mean, I have Billy Baldwin.
Ooh.
Billy Baldwin. There you go.
How many Baldwins How many Baldwins do you have in there? Because we have
just
Daniel.
Billy.
Oh.
No, I have Dan. Do I have Dan? I might have Dan. I have
a couple of Baldwins.
Charles Barkley.
Couple of Baldwins cutting it up. Chuck.
Do you think Tom Brady knows who you are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I believe he does. Yeah. Fred Barnett, another former teammate of mine in Philly, wide receiver.
Huh. Mm.
Couple guys from Bass Pro Shop. Mark Bavaro.
Oh, I love Mark Bavaro. Giants tight ends.
Bo Allen, former D tackle in the league as well.
So, Billy, he has first and last names.
B's working a little better than A's. I'm assuming that the Bass Pro Shop people you have are executive, not like.
Yes, they're executives.
Check out, yeah.
Maybe
they're interested in sponsoring.
That'd be good for me to have to help.
We want to talk. Want to talk injuries? I have Stefania Bell.
We need a fishing boat.
I have Chris Berman.
Okay, oh,
not allowed
Boomer.
On here. Yeah, wow. Go look at Smitty.
Bertrand Berry, former NFL D tackle and Domer
Double
as
B.
well.
I have Jay Billis in my B's. I have Brian Billick in my B's. I have Mike Biamonte in my B's.
I just got to Jay Billis. I have Jay Billis. I have
tell them who Mike Biamonte is.
Matt, the voice of the Heat. In-house voice of the Heat.
Whatever. I have Matt Burke, former center. Running for lieutenant governor in Minnesota, by the way.
Wow.
Yes. How about that? I have George Bodenheimer, former president of ESPN.
That's a good one.
I have John Bon Jovi's son, Jesse Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Now we're making progress.
So you give that to Chris. You say, Chris, you reach out to Jesse, get John on.
It would actually be
very friendly. But if I hear him on fucking goal against Smitty, we're done. Okay.
Jesse Bon Jovi. I actually met Bon Jovi when I was calling arena games. He, along with Ron Jaworski, owned the Philadelphia team. And we did more than a few Philadelphia games and hung out with Bon Jovi a bit. We once famously was on camera at one of the games flipping off somebody.
Oh.
That was you and Greeny who did that, right?
That was me and Greeny. Then before that, in the 90s, it was me and Mike Adamly back when Kurt Warner was doing it.
American Gladiators.
Yeah. Oh, I loved American
Gladiators. He's not in your A's?
By the way. Who? Adamly? No, not.
Oh.
Ben Broniker? I have.
Yeah, we know Ben.
Let's see. Max Bredos.
Ah.
I have the guy who is starting the new USFL, Brian Woods.
Oh, okay.
Good.
But the guy starting the new XFL.
So
I know.
Get the Rock. Yeah.
That would be a good one.
You guys are good friends.
Yeah, you talked at the Super Bowl.
We are.
Exactly right. So you're right. Mike, so you got to reach out to him somehow. Mm-hmm. Like you have to have Chris or Sid
or somebody
reach out to someone and say, hey, Mike and The Rock are good friends. He wants him on.
Yeah. I don't believe he follows me. No.
Wow.
I know. Keith Byers, another former teammate of mine.
Love Keith, yeah.
So that's it for the Bees.
Okay. You're not going to get Bon Jovi because Bon Jovi's son is actually friends with Jessica.
No, I know. That's what I was saying. But
well, that's what I mean. Jess knows Sydney. That's how that number's in there again from the cloud.
Let me tell you how to play this, all right? You say, Jess, listen to me. I got you Matt Ryan for our new show, and Stugatz is very upset with me. And so we have to get Bon Jovi on for him. Okay?
I don't think that works.
I think that's
that
fair.
Way.
Well, no,
I don't think I have to say we're getting Bon Jovi for Golic and Smitty. I could have Sydney get a hold of Jess and say, hey, can we get your dad for our pod for God Bless Football?
But then you'll be in quite the pickle with Smitty after that.
Listen.
You
know what?
Get on her bad side.
How many ways can I be dragged here? I mean, my God. I like I have a grappling hook in me just tearing me different ways.
Jeez, Mike, I got to tell you, this is from the bottom of my heart on behalf of me, Billy, and Mikey A. Okay?
Yeah.
We love just having you. Okay? Mm-hmm. We do. We love just having you.
But we love it if you brought more guests. Yeah,
yeah, you don't seem satisfied with just having me.
Well, the thing is, Mike, that you don't realize, and we want to kind of – this is – I don't want to say this is an intervention, but it's like a borderline intervention, right? Like, Smetty and your family, they're just using you, right? Where we actually love you. Correct. We want you to kind of show your wings and bring your friends on here. Where if they're like, hey, get us a guest, it's just for selfish reasons so that their podcasts do better. That's not what we're about. We just want you to let loose and have fun, you know?
So so you're saying my wife loves me less than you guys love me.
I mean, potentially. Yes. You told us that she's
combined. If you combine
fraud over the years, signing your name illegally. Yeah,
like I really thought Chris loved me. I did. I felt like there was a relationship there. She didn't ask me if I wanted Matt Ryan.
I mean, it's amazing. She thought Matt Ryan for Golic and Smetty never even mentioned you.
Thank you.
Crazy. What's the agenda there? You know,
she said. Well, she said, for Golic and Smetty or Sorry and Advance, she said, do you do any other podcasts? I said, you know, maybe. And she said, I don't know of any others that you do.
Oh, she doesn't even know about us.
Does she know that she co-hosts Sorry in Advance and she owns that thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Get Mitch Trubisky on there. Okay. I'll join you for it. And we'll run
there you go.
And then we'll run it right here. Yes.
Run it right here. There you go. Okay. That sounds good.
That would be fantastic. Mike, what'd you make of... go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say, the big miss, and I agree with you, was not having... It should have been me and Chris doing Sorry in Advance with Matt Ryan and Sarah. That was the move. Maybe down the road.
And listen, and Smetty cannot get upset because you're doing that for you, your family, your wife. Like, she can't get... That's the loophole, Mike. Okay.
Yeah, exactly right. Very true.
Because if you put him off with me, she has every right to be upset.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be the end of it. My wife's not going to do that because then, like, I get nervous when you're on with, like, an Andy Reid. She would be nervous the same way.
I was a good boy with Andy Reid, Mike. I stayed away.
You were. And any time else you don't want to stay away, you were just going to give you the wrong time.
But I'm glad you brought up Andy Reid, because that would be the kind of guest that would make sense today after he traded Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, let's send him a little text.
Wow, you know what? Oh, I do have Andy Reid's.
Yeah, let's call him.
Now I'm nervous. I don't want him to do it.
Just do this. Text him the Zoom link and see if he joins by accident.
Oh, God.
He might.
He'll be like, what's this? Let me click on this. All of a sudden, he pops up, and here we are. He's going to go, oh, fuck. Mike, we know what that deal was about. That deal with Kansas City didn't want to pay. Remember, Mahomes' new contract is getting ready to kick in. That's the beauty of signing Mahomes when you did, and any other quarterback that plays great early, you can sign them, but you still have a year or two before the new contract kicks in, so you can sign. Because remember, when they signed Mahomes, they'd signed Kelsey, they signed Hill. They were able to sign the other guys because Mahomes was still, he signed the big deal, but the cap number wasn't going to hit for a couple of years, which is now. So now, I mean, Tyreek Hill saw what Davante Adams got. He was going to want to bust that, and the Chiefs aren't going to be able to do that now because of, because you haven't paid Tua yet. Who knows if you'll even will ever pay Tua, but he's in that kind of same position, the younger new quarterback that you don't have to pay anything big yet, so you have room to sign other guys.
Mike, the happiest guy in this equation is the guy who's next. I think it's DK Metcalf. Like, whoever's next, they're thrilled about what's going on right now. Stephon Diggs, people like that, you know?
I mean, that's what you always wait for, is who's the next guy. And the number, I mean, but the number jumped quick because the number was 20 million. Then all of a sudden with DeAndre Hopkins, it went to like 27 and a half. I mean, that was a muck because it was at 17, 18, and then it went to 20, and then 27 and a half, now 28, and now Tyreek Hill, you know, busts that one up. So that is amazing because, you know, we always talk about the pay positions in the NFL. It starts with quarterback, and then the next three, put them however you want, is left tackle, edge rusher, and cornerback. Wide receiver hadn't been in there, but all of a sudden, wide receiver, think about it now. Now you have a 27, a 28, and whatever Tyreek Hill's value is worth. Think about the next wide receiver that gets franchise tagged. For those that don't know, when a player gets franchise tagged, they take the average salary of the top five at his position. That number just, I mean, fucking leapfrogged, leaps and bounds for the next. Now a team's got to be careful of franchising a wide receiver because that number is going to jump up so high now.
Mike, I want to look at this from the Chiefs standpoint because I love what they did. It's like a page out of Bill Belichick in the Patriots book. It's take a guy when he gets to 28, 29, get all you can get out of him, right? And then 28, 29, trade him, get a bunch of draft picks. And what the Chiefs did, just so I'm clear, Mike, is they took a fifth-round pick. A fifth-round pick, because he had some off-the-field problems coming out of college. A fifth-round pick. They got all that production out of him. He probably had the play of the year this year in the NFL in that great game against the Buffalo Bills. But they got all that production out of him, Mike, and then they traded a fifth-round pick and got five more draft picks.
Yeah.
And they cleared up $22 million in salary cap space. It was a great move by the Chiefs. Some people think they might suffer. I say no. When you have that quarterback, he'll make most wide receivers very good.
Well, the only thing is we'll have to see, because you know, you're right. We've seen great quarterbacks make great receivers out of guys you didn't know were going to be great receivers. Yeah. Tyreek Hill is a great receiver, and it's not, you're not just losing Tyreek Hill. You're losing a threat down the field that opens up the field for everybody else. Mm-hmm. So what's going to change now? Are they going to get another receiver that's going to be, is he going to carry that much weight going downfield where the defense has to be so concerned over the top that now Travis Kelce gets more, you know, the same type of
right.
routes underneath? I don't know. So it's not just you losing Tyreek Hill. It is a domino effect. And you have to put into consideration the rest of the AFC West, what they've done, from Russell Wilson to Khalil Mack to Devontae Adams for the other teams. And that's just one each for those teams on what they've done. The Chiefs are still the best team, but there's no doubt the gap is closed. Tyreek Hill is a domino effect on what you lose. So let's see. But I get what you're saying. And this is what people, you're right, it is a Bill Belichick move, but it's also a move where it's not, because Bill gets it, sometimes lets go of a guy that he doesn't think is going to keep going at that level. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to think that Tyreek Hill still isn't going to be, wouldn't still be a top receiver
right.
with Kansas City. We'll see what he is with Miami and Tua, because Tua is not nearly the quarterback Mahomes is. Now you have Waddle on the other side, which helps without a doubt. But let's see where that one goes and who fills that spot, if they sign someone else to fill that spot.
Well, it's a deep wide receiver draft, as you
it
know,
is.
Mike.
And it
all
is.
All I'm saying is when you get that good and you have three stars like they have in Mahomes and Tariq Hill and Travis Kelce, you can't sign everyone.
No.
So you're forced to make decisions there. And listen, I've never seen anything like Kelce. A handful of guys I've seen that are as good as Kelce at tight end. I don't know if I've seen a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes, probably Tom Brady. But I've seen plenty of Tariq Hills come and go in the NFL. I'm not minimizing how good he is. I'm just saying that position of the three is the most interchangeable one.
So to your point, and I think it's a good point, is they can't keep them all once Mahomes' deal kicks in and now what Tyreek Hill wants. So the ROI on this is unbelievable.
Amazing.
I mean, the return on investment is incredible. Now, let's see what the picks pan out to be. But you're right. For a fifth rounder to get five picks back is absolutely stunning to what they had to do. It was a move that was going to have to be made, because they can't just keep paying players and can't do it. So I agree. If you're making this move was probably the right thing to do, and they got a haul for it. So good for them.
Was that Andy Reid at your door? Or
that was somebody's at the door. Hopefully my wife will get that. And I text Andy. He said he's in Arizona. I told him to stop by, so maybe that's him.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
I want to ask you guys something.
Sure.
So where are all the thoughts on Deshaun Watson now? is a true Mike Ryan is looking, who was a Browns fan, is looking for another team now because of this. I don't know if he's just messing around or what.
Yeah, he's in the market for another team. We're calling BS on him.
The market ends with the Cleveland Browns.
Now, today that he has scoured every NFL roster, and the only team in the NFL that has no arrest over the last 5 years are the Chargers, which was very funny.
So that is pretty wild. But I guess, so in a broader scheme of things, I know Mike, and I know he can mess around like this, but when I get asked about this, the one thing I ask in next is, like, it's answering a question with a question. I'd like to know what Browns fans think, because, and if I was going to say Mike Ryan, it's one of that. Did Mike Ryan want to leave the Browns when Kareem Hunt signed there? I was talking about this with another media type who completely forgot, which says a lot about what happens in the NFL. I mentioned Kareem Hunt. Remember, gang, and if you don't remember, when he was with Kansas City, it was actual video of him. Yeah. Video. Shoving a woman and kicking a woman.
Yeah.
Video. Yep. The Chiefs cut him. The Browns signed him knowing he was going to get suspended, which he did for 8 games.
Yep.
So why is this surprising? And then we hear the statement, you know, we've done all our due diligence. Okay. You know, and we like what we heard from Deshaun. Well, what the hell do you think he's going to say?
Exactly.
You know, so I guess that's what I ask of Browns fans. What do Browns fans think? What did you think when they signed Kareem Hunt? Actual video abusing a woman. One of the most cowardly acts you can do on video. And your team,
Mike, you can carry it over to the Dolphins, because Tariq Hill, the reason he went in the fifth round was he had an incident in college and then had a second incident with a kid while he was playing in the NFL, you know? Yeah.
So I guess...
Are Dolphin fans not allowed to be happy today? I mean, how does this work?
So I guess my thought is there have been a lot of guys that have done some pretty shitty things.
Yes.
And they pay the price either legally or suspension by the league. And then after that, whether people like it or not, they're allowed to be signed. And teams sign them. Remember Greg Hardy and what he did, and Jerry Jones signed him in Dallas and is like, we have the infrastructure to help him until he doesn't get enough sacks and you fucking cut him and there's no infrastructure to help anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the NFL, man. So somebody's going to sign these guys. So that's everybody's kind of moral compass. You know, that's why we say, man, I tell people all the time, you know, don't have your kids look up to an athlete, because you don't know who the hell they are. You know,
even
what
the ones who haven't gotten in trouble, Mike, you have no idea what the hell they're doing.
No idea. Right. No idea. So this has gone on for forever in the NFL and in pro sports and in the real life. But we're talking sports here, and teams still signing because players are allowed to be signed. So, you know, and then there's outrage and then it goes away. The NFL is by far and away the most popular sport out there by a large margin, and it just doesn't get affected by this. It gets some bad press for a little bit, people hold their nose for a little bit, and then they go on make their $15 billion, and they go on have great ratings because people still watch. I mean, that's what happens.
I think in Mike Ryan's defense, the difference between this one and Kareem Hunt was, A, it's a different time, right? Mike's a bit older, a bit more mature, okay? And he has a microphone, okay? I'm convinced if he didn't have a microphone, that Mike would have been fist bumping in his car, okay, the second they got Deshaun Watson. But Mike has grown up. He's a responsible kid. He thinks things through, and he's very, very smart. And so I think the big difference is, it's just a different time, and he does not like the statement the Browns released.
Yeah.
Embarrassing that we did our due diligence, the way they structured the contract in that first year so he doesn't lose any money.
Yeah. Like,
this is a guy who won, okay?
Yes, yes, won he did.
Everything. He chose his team. He got the richest contract, most guaranteed dollars, and it's a man who should not be winning anything. And so it just kind of rubbed Mike the wrong way. I understand that. I'm not going to judge him for not being a fan, and I'm not going to judge Brown fans who were excited about having Deshaun.
I'm not judging anybody. I guess this is more toward the people who, if you didn't have a problem with Kareem Hunt, don't have a problem now. It wasn't like it was a different, you know, era. That was 3 years ago.
I understand.
It wasn't that long ago that it happened. So be careful of your moral compass out there, because this has happened a lot in the NFL. And like Stu, like you said, and you're right, there are bad people that you're rooting for on your team. It may not be public, and maybe that's a difference. If people know it, maybe it affects them differently. I don't know. But so then I'd even say on the other side for the Browns, if you're putting in the effort to get Deshaun Watson, you've already jumped in the deep end, right? So why not, if you're going to go that route, why not make it the route that's going to get him? Because we all know that probably making that $1 million and mitigating what he'll lose in a fine or in the suspension probably got him on that team. So yeah. If you're already jumping in the deep end, What does it matter if you have 20 pounds around your neck when you jump in? I mean, you're jumping in. So if you're going to do it, then do it. Because even if you went after him and didn't get him, you're going to get ripped anyway for going after him.
Yeah, but Mike, I do applaud fans who are at least thinking about this stuff differently because they should. They really should.
Should. You know? Yes. I mean, yes, you have to realize that these are pro athletes, but they're human beings and they do some shitty things. Yes. You know, just like in the real world, they do some shitty things. And then as a fan, how do you let it affect you? Right. Should it affect you? How does it affect you? And everybody's different on how they react to it.
You should have seen Mikey A yesterday. He was so upset. I'm glad you brought this up with the fans and should we root for this stuff. Mikey A wanted Tariq Hill in the worst way for the Jets. So did I. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Yeah.
We wanted him in the worst way, but I am convinced of this. If we got him, we would have ruined him. I'll tell you that right now.
You not only didn't get him, but your leading receiver the last 3 years is gone from your team. And not like that was even saying a lot anyway. Right. I mean, my God, I don't know where you guys go. Wow. I feel for you. Like I said, don't do it to your kids. Mikey A, do not do it to your kids. Let them grow up and be a fan of a different team.
The only rule my kids have is they're not allowed to be Patriot fans. They can root for whatever team they want. I don't want them to be Jet fans. I want them to be happy. Yeah. I don't want them to make the same mistake.
That's good parenting out of you.
Patriot fans.
Good parenting. Well done.
I like that, Mike. They can be Giant fans, you're saying, too? That's fine.
Absolutely. Go be a Giant fan.
Tell them right now, go be a Bills fan, okay?
Yeah, how about it? Bills are – I love how these teams are loading up. The AFC absolutely stacked. Absolutely stacked. And, you know, Matt Ryan, I'm telling you, going to Indy, I've heard people say they don't like it. I think it's – now, again, it's seven different starting quarterbacks in the last 7 years. But I think it's a great grab. He doesn't turn the ball over. God knows he won't get sacked as much as he did in Atlanta. You got a great line and a great running back. So I like that move of them getting him.
He's like the 12th best quarterback of that conference.
I was going to say, Stugat said earlier this week that there was 15 quarterbacks better than him in the AFC, which would make him the worst quarterback in the AFC.
So I'll disagree with that, but I guess I would ask this. What were they going to do what were their options for a quarterback this year?
They could have kept Wentz, right?
No.
If you have a chance of Wentz or Matt Ryan, who are you taking?
Matt Ryan.
Of any of the quarterbacks available, Baker Mayfield, Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, unless you pulled off the trade for Russell Wilson, but which they didn't do, Matt Ryan, I mean, and even Matt, as Matt said, he didn't even realize a week ago he was going to be on another team. But once he was going to be available, hell, that was a guy to get because they already redid his deal a bit, so it's a little softer or a little better for them. He'll be there at least 2 years, maybe more, and that's something they haven't had in a while.
I want to try this with you, Billy, and Mike, and Mikey A, okay? We agree all four of the AFC West quarterbacks are better than Matt Ryan, right? Yes, right?
Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Mahomes, and Herbert. Russell Wilson, yeah. At this point, yeah, it's hard to argue.
All right, so Billy, just for next year, would you rather have Trevor Lawrence or would you rather have Matt Ryan?
For next year?
Yeah. Next couple of years, I guess. Matt Ryan?
The next year, Matt Ryan.
Yeah, if you're just talking about the next couple of years, Matt Ryan.
They have the best quarterback in the AFC South, right? Tannehill, he's better than Tannehill.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The Titans would kill to have Matt Ryan. Right?
Oh, my God. So you got Tannehill, you got Davis Mills.
Yeah, Davis Mills.
And
Trevor Lawrence.
And Trevor, it's not only is he the best, it's not even close.
All right, so right now there are four better. Lamar Jackson, you would rather have him. Deshaun Watson, take the off-field stuff away from him.
Right. Just quarterbacking,
so,
yeah.
Joe Burrow, you would rather have him. So that's seven quarterbacks. Josh Allen would be the eighth. Is that fair?
Mac Jones. No, I'm not doing that. Listen. You're going to get from Matt Ryan, you're going to get over 4,000 yards passing. His last 5 years, he's averaged 25 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. If you get that with that running game, you'll be happy as a pig in shit, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Is a pig happy and shit though? Yeah, I guess it is.
I think they are. I think they are. I mean, I've rolled around in it sometimes, and I'm not all bummed about it. So pigs must really.
We saw the video of your massage to Stugatz.
Yeah, good too. Talk about pig and shit. Yeah.
How about Baker, huh?
Yeah.
Baker in Seattle? Is that what we think?
That's all that's left, right?
I think a perfect spot for Baker. Well, no, I mean Seattle's the logical choice. I would go to Tennessee if I could get there, if I'm Baker Mayfield, because three interceptions last year in the playoffs. You're like one interception away from being the guy in Tennessee.
You are. It's a better team without question because you got a running game and that. But like he had in Cleveland, it should help him a lot. Seattle is basically rebuilding. I mean, they cannot say it all they want. And quite honestly, I'm surprised they kept the coach, a 70-year-old coach, when they're going to kind of start to rebuild. So I could see what you're saying, but Baker's going to want to go start somewhere, whether he should or not, don't know. But that's what he's going to want to do. And right now, Seattle, or you go to Carolina, it's you and Sam Darnold battling for a team that the future quarterback is not on then, quite honestly.
I got the place for Baker. It's perfect. The Bucs. You go to the Bucs. You sit behind Brady. We all know where he's going next year to Miami. Then you get that team.
I still say San Francisco. Man, why do I still think Brady in San Francisco, man, where he grew up? I know,
he's
you know.
Here, Mike. He's going to be part owner of the team one day.
Well, so he's going to work out with that with Marino. Marino's already hanging out in the upper management.
No, I'm just telling you that him and Stephen Ross are so close because of that Michigan connection. I mean, you know the story of him and Brady, Brady on the boat.
Yeah.
And well, Brady was approaching the boat, and Flores at the time was like, no, I'm not tampering. I'm getting out of here. I don't want to meet with Tom Brady.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, dove off and swam.
Right, plus he's building a house right here. I mean.
That would be something, huh, with Marino and Brady part of that organization.
So, Mike, what do you think? Like, in terms of the Dolphins, getting Tariq Hill, having Jalen Waddle, having, you know, Gesicki, Cedric Wilson's a guy they signed in the offseason. It seems like this is it for Tua. This is his opportunity.
Yeah.
But I like what they've done because the one thing you question about Tua is you question whether or not he could throw the deep ball and throw it accurately, okay? But with these two guys, you could throw a lot of five-yard passes, and these guys could turn it up for 35 yards, you know?
So, I agree. It is set up for Tua, and I believe Tua is going to get the shot over Teddy Bridgewater, but it's going to be one of those situations where, you know, remember the new coach there, you know, Daniels, he didn't bring in Tua, and he brought in Teddy Bridgewater. Right. So you don't
know how. But he did go out of his mic. He did go out of his way to say that he loves Tua, that part of the reason he took this job is he believes in Tua. So.
Right. No, I'm with you. So to the point of Tua's going to get the chance. Tua is absolutely going to get his chance. And now you got a viable tight end. You got two incredible receivers. You picked up your left tackle, which will be actually, you know, not Tua's, not blindside, but still, you got a great tackle. I think your defense is pretty good, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, listen, but you are in a tough position. The Patriots aren't getting worse. Buffalo's getting better as well. They're not going anywhere. They'll be last. Mm-hmm. And we saw Miami go on that winning streak last year.
Yeah.
And now they got better. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're going to start to be more of a player without question.
Mike, they're really set up in this regard. They gave away their number one pick this year. They have two number ones next year. So if Tua doesn't work out, they can either package that to go get a quarterback, or they've made their offense so attractive.
They have.
Just indeed attract Tom Brady.
Drag somebody else like in. Yeah. I know. It's exactly right. But if you're going to get a Tom Brady, you have to be ready to win now.
Well, I think they are. I mean, I think that's – I think.
I mean, again, I think –
Tariq Hill is saying, hey, we're ready to win right now.
Like, yeah, I mean
– a lot to get him.
Yeah, I do think if a Brady went there, you – like Tampa, when he first went there, you got veterans to kind of go there, that's you know, to help build. They're, you know, from a numbers standpoint, you don't always go by that. They had a kind of a middle-of-the-road defense. But I thought they were better than their numbers, in all honesty. It's possible. You know, you got to go through a lot, though, with Buffalo and New England in that division alone, let alone how stacked the AFC is right now.
Billy, I know that look. What's happening?
Why did you message me Baker to Miami?
I just wanted to see if you would run with it. I mean, I don't know.
Not happening. I mean, they picked up Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, they're not going to bring Baker in at $18 million.
Maybe package deal next. Maybe package deal next year. He goes to Tampa for this year. He sits behind Brady, learns some stuff, and then Brady brings him down with him to Miami next year, you know? Two of them.
Mike, I like it. I think Baker Mayfield to Miami would be fantastic. I mean, Mike, you're a couple of boos and a bad half away from being the quarterback.
What
because,
are they
Billy, you know the fans down here. No one believes in Tua. Daniels.
They brought Teddy Bridgewater in. You're going to have those three quarterbacks on your roster?
What has Teddy ever done?
What?
Oh, my God.
You stole our book idea. That's
It's already going to be horrific if Tua struggles at all. Everyone's going to be calling for Teddy. So,
Billy, do I need to explain that?
Nah, it's fine. Just let it sit.
I mean, our listeners won't understand it.
Yeah.
Mikey, hey, please read to me. Please read to Mike Golic and Billy what you said to me.
So, basically, Tyreek Hill was asked how close he was to picking the Jets. And he said, quote, "How close was I? Who? The Jets? I knew I was going to pick Miami no matter what because I'm basically from here. I'm here all the time. This is home for me, for us."
So, I mean, listen, if that's the truth, obviously you do the right thing and you bring in another team like the Jets because that's how your money goes up and your leverage goes up by having a couple teams involved. And unfortunately for the Jets, that's what happens. You know, until you overpay and somebody wants to go there, like Jacksonville. I mean, they grabbed a lot of players this year and overpaid for some. You know, Christian Kirk, what they gave him. But when you're as bad as you are, you have to money whip. And sometimes that doesn't even work. Unfortunately for the Jets, it didn't work.
Did he pick the right team to leverage Miami or what? Did he pick the team that was just so desperate, flush with cash, and just and in the division and just close enough that you go, maybe he could pick them. He played everybody.
He did. Well, Mike, I don't think people don't realize how important that no state tax is. When your agent kind of explains to you, this is how much money you'll make in New York, this is how much money you'll make in Florida, and there's no state tax, and they look at the difference between those two numbers, it becomes an easy decision, especially when you have an off-season house in Miami to begin with.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That makes sense. I tell you what, though, your Jets, you did get C.J. Uzomah. Mm-hmm. I was stunned he left, and I think the biggest difference was for the Jets, it was a 3-year deal. And since he offered a 2-year deal, I love him. Love what he does. So that's a nice pickup for the Jets.
All right, quickly, and we'll get out of here, Mike. People, no one pays attention except for you and your son, okay, to line play. So which line, because it's so important in today's NFL. Nobody does, Billy, I'm telling you. Just the Golics, okay?
While Stugatz asks you this question, go through the C's in your phone also.
Yeah, go through the C's. We'll finish with the C's, but Billy, put that on the poll. Are the Golics the only one paying attention to line play, okay? Mike, whose offensive line got better in the offense?
Oh, not even close. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep.
I mean, the Bengals, it still blows my mind. Again, for those that may have forgotten, Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl as the most sacked player in the NFL. That happened for the first time in the history of the NFL. 51 times he was sacked. He ended up through the playoffs in the Super Bowl being sacked 70 times. And they were still a play away from being in field goal range to tie it up and send it to overtime. So they knew they had to go down that road. So what do? You get Lyle Collins, Alex Kappa, and Ted Karras. Three linemen. You got the right side, from the center, right guard, and right tackle. Jackson Carmen will probably be over at left tackle. And then you have Jonah Williams, who you took in the first round a couple years ago, missed his rookie year when he got hurt, at left tackle. But I knew there'd be at least three new starters on that team. My God, Joe Burrow's got to be ecstatic for the fact he won't get his ass kicked as much as he did last year. It's not even close.
Good.
Who did the best? Because
They made the right choice in taking Jamar Chase. They got to a Super Bowl with a bad offensive line.
Yeah.
Now let's see what he can do with a great offensive line.
It's exactly right.
All right, let's do the C's before we get out of here.
I have Will Cain if we want to talk about Fox News now.
Okay. Yeah, we all got
Will Cain. Well, there you go.
Truth or Cain? What was it, Mike?
Wow.
Cain or false?
Cain or false, yeah.
I have a name in here that says Captain America, and I don't know who that is.
I mean, that's someone we need to get.
You should text him and just say, who is this?
Right? Captain. It's a 440 area code. That's Cleveland.
Oh.
Who's Captain America?
I don't know.
Chris Evans from Cleveland?
I don't know.
Can you Google Captain America Cleveland and just see what comes up, please?
That's very – I have Chris Carter's number.
Well, he does his catch touchdowns. How about that?
I have Kyle Rudolph.
I would love to have – Rudy. Yeah. I would love to have Chris Carter, by the way.
Why is Kyle Rudolph in the C's?
He spells Kyle with a C.
I guess it's next to his brother Casey. Kate, sometimes I go first name, sometimes last name. Kyle's a brother Casey.
Is it spelled C-Y-L-E in your
code? No, yeah, it's not. Kyle. No. Matt, I have Matt Castle.
Oh, I would love Matt. Stories, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. After a quick Google search, let's not count out that it was Chris Evans, you know, the Marvel Captain America, because they did shoot two scenes in Cleveland, wow. Captain America and the
Winter Soldier. Aha. Okay.
Number, Mike. Chris maybe Evans, it was. Yeah.
I have
your phone, please.
I have Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
We know that, right?
Yeah.
We'll take Kenny.
Next week, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can put Chris Carter on with Golic and Smetty if you want.
You'll take Kenny Chesney, huh?
And Captain America, yeah.
Clyde Simmons, another former teammate of mine.
Great. Underrated player, Mike.
Without question.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing many more. I have Jack Collinsworth.
Oh, I like Jack Collinsworth.
Well, again, because we could probably get, I could probably get Chris's. Again, get Jack as friends of the kids.
Billy, when he was at Notre Dame. Telling you right now, Jack would lead to Chris, but you would like Jack Collinsworth.
Jack, yeah. Jack is
telling you, Billy.
Very good personality, yes.
Okay.
Let's see.
So much fun. I mean, why don't we talk football?
Tommy Cousineau. Do you remember Tommy Cousineau from the Browns, Ohio State? He was the number one pick of the draft.
Yeah. Linebacker.
But he went to Canada instead of going to Buffalo. Right. He ended up going on the Browns and was teammates with my brother Bob. Those two were arch rivals in high school in football and wrestling against one another.
We got to get Bob more involved. I'm telling you.
Let's see. wow. Eric Crouch, former quarterback at...
A little
Smitty Gnav,
The great Bill Curry.
Oh, I like Bill Curry. And you love Bill Curry. Mike.
Love Bill. Does, right? Just absolutely love Bill Curry.
I have Gene Chizik.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Jesus. We wanted to get him for Words of Chisdom.
God,
it was on
God Bless Football where I blasted the shit out of him.
We never brought
real
him on.
Words of Chisdom. Billy had the same look, but I just told him I have Gene Chizik, which I do, Billy. We'll get him on next week.
That is hilarious.
But that's the same look I have when I realized Matt Ryan was going on with Golic and Smitty.
All right, I have Darius Rucker. Yeah. I have Jack Del Rio. Wow. I have Demoris Smith.
Handsome man, Jack Del Rio. Remember at the bar, Stugatz, Jack Del Rio?
Bristol Bowl, me and Billy hung out. We had an evening with Jack Del Rio.
Oh, there you go.
We did not. He was at the table next to us, and we never spoke to him.
He was talking to Diana Rossini. Yeah.
I have Rob Dibble.
Dibs.
I like Dibs.
Love Dibs. Dibs.
Dibs is great.
Thank you for your
baseball
service.
Season right around the corner.
That's exactly right.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Rob Riggle. Nah, Rob Dibble.
That's fine.
Oh, my God. All right, I think I'm getting to the end. That's it. That's it. Mm.
All right, pretty good. The C
block wasn't a bad list. Wasn't a bad list. That was a D block.
B block, pretty good. C block, really good, I think.
That was a D block,
I
just
did. Yeah, that was the D block. Let's just go through the E's real quick. You don't know that.
Oh, God, seriously?
There's not a lot of E's.
Just quick E's, you don't know a lot of E's.
Are you keeping out track of all these, Billy? Are you writing down who you might want?
I have Randy.
Tom Cousineau
down there. I have Randy Edsel.
Oh,
I destroyed him. If he heard any of that, he'll never want to come on.
Okay.
He left.
We don't want him, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We're safe there.
LaFonso Ellis, who does the college game day basketball. Yeah. He's great. Notre Damer, too.
Yeah.
Mike Arruzioni.
Are you kidding me?
Wow, there you go, Stugatz.
Mike, Jenny, my daughter-in-law, Jake's wife, Jenny, that's his, Mike Ruzioni's godfather.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I golf in his tournament each year.
Going to the wedding?
Oh, he'll be coming to Sid's wedding. I was at,
Stugatz. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to Sid's wedding?
Yeah.
I think
so. The guy who scored the biggest goal in the history of hockey?
Yeah.
He might be.
He won us a gold medal, even though we
get a guest list next episode.
I'm not sure. I'm not allowed to see the. I haven't.
He should be under Captain America in your.
Yeah, he should.
He really should.
My old teammate at Philly again, Jeff Feagles, punted in the league for 22 years. That still blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. Feagles got great stories though, right?
He does, without question. Okay. Good, really, such a good dude.
Great leg.
You can tell him to Smitty, yeah.
the guy from Florida Georgia Line, their manager.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a lot of E's there, Mike. He's supposed to be like the shortest one.
These are F's. Gee. Oh, no. I went to F's. That's my bad. You're right.
Well, now that we're there, let's just,
let me finish the F's, right?
Yeah. Look.
Yeah. Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald. That would be a good one.
He does a show every week with Brady. That would be amazing. I'll get Brady on. Get Fitz on, and I'll get Brady on again.
There you go. Ramon Foster, former lineman for the Steelers. Dominique Foxworth. Frank Caliendo. That's it for the F's.
I had Jay Fiedler.
You could potentially, Stugatz, if you could get a contact for Brady, just have Brady and Larry Fitzgerald on like the same email chain or whatever and be like, hey, here's the link for this week's episode. And just assume that it's the episode that they do together. Right. And then they'll join our show.
And they'll see us and go, where the fuck are we?
Yeah.
all right, Mike, this was fun. God bless whatever the hell we're airing this on. You know. I don't know what it is.
God bless it, though.
God bless wherever you air this.
All is forgiven, okay? We love you. You
appreciate
almost
that.
After we get Goodell, all is forgiven.
Yeah.
There you go. I got my wife working on that.
Really? For us?
For either God Bless Football, Sorry in Advance, or Golic and Smetty. We're taking bids right now on you know the kind of graft we'll take for this.
I mean, I really think that should go to us. Mike.
Do you really?
I promise you.
How much do you think I could not trust you in interviewing Roger Goodell?
Mike, I will. I'll be a good boy, but I will also gladly get the hell out of the way, and I'll just send you some questions.
No.
If we did Goodell, you got to be in that one. Okay. You got to be.
Job will be in on that one too.
Yes, and maybe Mojo. Promise you. Oh, can you imagine that, Mike? I promise you, if you get Roger Goodell, I promise you, I will not ruin your relationship. I will be on my best behavior.
I appreciate that one because you wouldn't really be ruining mine. You'd be ruining Chris's, who has a better relationship with him, and she will kick your ass.
No, but I feel like Raj would like to have fun with us. You know, like I feel like he would like to let his hair down a little. People see him as uptight. I think that there's some playfulness there.
There definitely is, but there's a line for everybody, and Stu knows how to cross them.
I do.
Yeah.
What's the game that we can play with Goodell?
God.
Goodell or Bandell?
Well, what's going to happen is the first question is going to be like, Roger, you know anyone famous you can get on the Zoom with you?
Hey, Roger, can we go through your contacts?
Yeah, exactly.
Go to the A's.
Do you know The Rock?
Roger.
I guarantee you he knows The Rock because The Rock, XFL, and NFL have a little bit of a deal working.
There you go.
All right. We love you, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll pick up at the G's next time we talk. Okay?
Sounds good. All right.
See you.
See you guys.
Stugatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.